Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Ayin Gimel. We're going to be beginning 5-6 lines down from Ayin Gimel Omer Aleph from the top with the words of Rabba the Rabba. Again, we are learning today Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Zev Shostak, the family, David and Rachel Gerstle, are sponsoring the entire week of Daf Yomi, Le'ili Nishmaso, and today is the actual yard site. Rabbi Zev Aryeh Maimon Ben Elkana, as I mentioned, he's a friend of mine. I knew him well. He was a chaplain. We worked together on a number of medical ethics issues, and he, Zichro Baruch, we're learning Lili Nishmaso, all the shows we learn from should have an Aliyah from our learning. Okay, so yesterday's shir, we brought down the sheet of Rav Huna. Rav Huna compared Gittin and Matnas Shchiv Meirav, and he said, in both situations, Im Omat, if the sick person, the person who gave the get on the condition that he was going to die, and it should take effect from now, and then he doesn't die, so Im Omat Chose. The opinion of Rav Huna was that that get is null and void. The guy didn't die. It was obviously given with the condition that if he dies, this get should take effect now. If he doesn't die, obviously the get doesn't take effect, according to Rav Huna. Similar to the Matnas Shchivei Rav, the guy gives away all of his property on his deathbed, then Baruch Hashem, he survives. He obviously didn't intend to give away all of his property. It was only in the understanding that he expected to die. So that was the sheet of Rav Huna we had yesterday. So we began again, 6 lines down from the top. Of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabba and Rabba disagree with that. Rabba v'Rabba lo sviruluhu ha de Rav Huna. They disagree with that statement, v'im omad chozer of Rav Huna. And they say, no, even in this situation, we have to be concerned about the get, and it is a valid get, even if the guy gets better. Gizera shema yomru yesh get liachamisa. We have to be concerned that people are going to say that there is get achamisa. Why? What's the gzera? What's the concern over here? That people are going to somehow think that a get can take effect after death, which of course it cannot, and that's going to lead to a tremendous takola. So Rashi, in Dibra Masu gzera shema yomru, which is found on the last of the widest lines in Rashi, and continues into the thinner lines. So Rashi says, di'i amad chozer, if you say, like Rav Huna, that if the person doesn't die, Baruch Hashem, he recuperates, and therefore the get is null and void. Im Amad Chozer, the get is nullified. So also, maybe, you know what people are going to say? Lo have a get ad demais. The get doesn't take effect until a guy dies. Because chazinon de lechimayis have a get. And people are going to think that, oh, the guy died. Now the get takes effect after death. People will mistakenly conclude that there is a concept of get achamisa. They're not going to know the fine details that we went through yesterday, that you have to say mehayom or me'akshav in order for that get to be effective, because it's taking effect at that point in time, and not li'achamisa. And therefore, chas v'shalom v'osi l'chshure zeh gitech li'achamisa. They'll mistakenly say, oh, well, this guy said something similar to that. He said, this should be your get after I die, which, of course, is no good. V'lo yadu, they're not going to recognize the subtle difference. Differences, the kivin the lo parish midi lahachi yehiv nania lo she get may achshav v'aminash sheyomus. They're not going to understand that only if you say it with the right lashon is it going to be effective before he dies. But if you don't, then it takes effect after he dies, which isn't effective, and therefore it can lead to a takola. And Rabba and Rava both say, therefore, that we make a gzeir over here and say this get is an effective get even if amad v'choser. Okay, now. The Gemara questions this and says, "Umi ikamide demidaraisa lo vigita." However, mishum gzera shurinan eishes isliyama. Wait a second. On a daraisa level, we all agree that this get doesn't take effect because Omad Choser is definitely true. The Tanai wasn't fulfilled, so therefore this woman is not divorced. But you're saying, coming along, Rabba and Rabba say, Gzeira, yes, this woman is divorced. How could that possibly be? How could it be that on a Daraisa level, the woman is in fact not divorced? And the rabbi decreed that she should be divorced. It doesn't work that way. How can you say possibly that this woman is now really divorced and that she doesn't require another get, that she doesn't require anything else? She can go marry another person. When on a Daraisa level, she's still married. Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. And it absolutely the rabbis do have the power, because this, on a deraisa level, is not a kedushin anymore, because the rabbis retroactively make that kedushin not a kedushin. So therefore, their din derabbanan, according to Rabba and Rava, that the get should be effective, is effective because we're saying the kedushin is not effective anymore. Called the mekadesh adaita derabbanan mekadesh v'yafkinu rabbanan likedushin minei. So retroactively, what the rabbis have the power to do over here is to say that when the husband and wife got married, it was Aldas Moshe. The famous words, Harat Mekudeshli, B'Tabazu, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. So they're establishing that that Kedushin is totally, it's dependent upon the rabbis wanting it. And here in this situation, the rabbis are saying, at this point in time, we no longer want that Kedushin to take effect, and therefore they have the Kayach over here to actually take this woman from being a married woman into being a non-married woman. That's the strength that the Kedushin that is made al das Moshe v'Yisrael, the rabbis have the right to go and uproot that. More questions this and says, really? Amalei Rav Yehuda Ravashi, that works out great. Tainak the Kodesh B'Kasva, that's what the person says. Harayat B'Kodesh Li B'Tava Azuki, that's Moshe v'Yisrael. So then there's a transaction that took effect, and the rabbis have the power over the transaction. What are you going to say, however, if the woman was B'Kodesh with Bia? Now, you're not supposed to do this. Rava would give lashes to somebody who would be a Mekadesh woman just by taking her home and having relations with her and say, Harayat Mekadesh is Biyazu. So, Kadesh Bibiya, Mighty Goleman, Mighty Goleman, what are you going to say about that? There's no transaction here. Do the rabbis have the power to be uprooting that Kedushin as well? So, that's what Ravina asked Ravashi. Ravashi says, yeah, Amalei, absolutely. Shavua Rabbanan Levi Lasso Beilazus. The rabbis have the koyach over here to go and make that Kedushin, that act of Tashmish, into an act of Zinus and not into an act of Kedushin. Just like they can do it with the Kesef, they can do it with Shtar, they can do it with Bia. So that's the Shita of Rabba and Rabba. Now the Gemara says, Tan Rabban, we learn the following braisa. Zegitech, if a person says, this should be your get, mehayom, from today, im mati mecholi zeh, if I were to die from this illness. Again, perfectly like our Mishnah, this would be a perfectly valid get if he dies, and it's absolutely out of valid get if he doesn't die. So if the person then, what happens in this situation? He says this should be a get from today if I die from this sickness. Imati micholi zeh. But then he doesn't die from this sickness. The nofal habayis lav, suddenly the house collapses on him. Oh, hikisha nachush, or a snake suddenly bites him. These were unexpected events. He wasn't planning on these events. He didn't expect any of these events to occur. And they're certainly not something that commonly occurs. In this situation, ain't no get. It is not a get. As Rashi points out, Dira Masal ain't no get, because the onsa de lo shriachu. This is an accident that is certainly not a common accident. The house should suddenly fall down. She got bitten by a poisonous snake. Below masika daiti, it never entered his mind that that should go and be fulfillment over here if I die from this choli. Below amar elo de yomos aide choli. And his intention for the tonight only was if he died from this sickness. So therefore he says this should be a get if I die from this sickness. And he didn't die from this sickness, and therefore ain't no get. That's the opinion of the Tanakama in this brisa. However, if he says in low abod mechose, if I do not get better from this sickness, if I don't have a recovery from this sickness, in low emo miholi zeb, the nafal bias or kishunakshin, and how the house falls down or he gets bitten by a snake, then hare ze get. Then that is a valid get. Now, the Gemara asked the question, why is there a difference between the ratio where we say it's eno get, when he said the lashon of im mati miholi zeb, versus the sefer where we said it is a get if he says im low emo miholi zeb. Maishno Reisha, Umaishno Seifa. Now, there's an obvious answer over here, which, in fact, Tosus brings down, the Yerushalmi gives. So let's look at the Tosus, Dibur Masul, Maishno Reisha, Maishno Seifa, before we get to the Bavli's answer over here. Because the Bavli's answer is a little bit more difficult to understand. All of us naturally would say, what do you mean, what's the difference between the Reisha and Seifa? I pointed out what the difference is in the Reisha and Seifa when I read it. There's a difference between the Lashon of Emati, if I die from this sickness, versus if I do not recuperate, if I do not get up, in lo emod mecholi zeh. There's an obvious difference. And Tosus and Dibur Masul Maishno says so. B'Yerushalmi Mefarish Taima Rabba. The Yerushalmi says there's a great difference between the Reisha and the Sefer. The Bereisha, he says, Hare lo meis mecholi zeh. He didn't die from this choli. He says, this should be a get if I die from the sickness. He did not die from the sickness. We didn't fulfill what he said. Therefore, it's not a get. Abu Basefa, we did fulfill. Imlo Yamod, comma, he said, if I don't get off from the sickness, bottom line is, he didn't get off from the sickness. He died from the house falling on him or the snake biting him, but he didn't get up from the sickness. Bari lo Omad, he didn't get up. The lo Omad, mashma, when we say, if I don't get up, it's mashma no matter what. Ben Aideh Acholi, Ben Aideh Dorachet. Well, I get up because I don't recover from the sickness. Well, I get up, don't get up, because the house fell on me or a snake bit me. So the Yerushalmi gives a very simple, obvious teretz. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? However, Tosa says, Avo Gemara Shalanu Eino Sofer Chiluk Ze Agamara, which we'll explain in a moment in Rashi, doesn't make this simple distinction that most of us would have made. Ela Bakula Mashmale Sheyomus Mitoch Cholize. The way our Babli understands, we'll see now inside in Rashi, is that both of them are the same thing. Is the same thing is in lo emo micholize, and therefore there's an obvious question: why in the reisha is it eino get, and why in the save is hareis get? Now let's see in Rashi to understand this a little bit better. In diba masal meishna reisha, I onso de lo shriach osik adaite. If in the save we say even though it's an unexpected, unusual event, nevertheless, we say that fulfills it. So then, if that's true in the Sefer, that we're saying that an onus, the lo shliach, is in fact something that a person has his mind on, so reisha nami, levigita, then the reisha should also be an onus, the lo shliach, and you should have a mind on it. Dami toch osu choli, meis, the micholi ze, lo mashma, ele mitoch choli ze. So the way Rashi says the Bavli understands his question is that there is no difference, not like Tosfos, Yerushalmi, like most of us would have said, that there's a difference between the two lashonos. Tosfos says that's not the way the Bavli learns this. The Bavli understands this as both being a discussion of a davar lo shriach, and therefore lo shriach osik adaite. From the sefer, we clearly are concerned with the davar shlo shriach, and therefore the reisha should also be a concern of a davar lo shriach. How come there's a difference? That's the Bavli's questions. So the Gemara says sholchu mitam. They sent a psak from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. That's what it always means when Shalch Mitam is sent from over there. So Rashi says, "I de Maisa Sheira be Echad." Rashi says that this was a Maisa Shahoya with one person. Shomar im lo amod micholize. He had said, "This should be your get if I don't get up in the sickness." And then the Ochlu Ari, a lion ate him. V'Shalch Hadav l'Eretz Yisrael. They sent the question to Eretz Yisrael. What's the din? The Yeshivu, and they sent back from Eretz Yisrael. Rashi continues, "Ein lanu sheye get." There is no get over here because the onsa de lo shriach lo osika daita. We paskin over here that if something wasn't expected, it's unusual, then a person doesn't have his mind on it, and therefore, in this situation, it is not a get. And therefore, sholchu mitam, back to the Gemara now, when they would ask this question about the man who said this should be a get if I die from this illness and then a lion ate him, ochalo ari ein lanu. We have no reason to assume that this is a valid get, a fulfillment of im meisi micholi zeh, because it is a davar lo shriach, and a davar lo shriach a person doesn't have in mind. So basically, this goes like the reisha of this brisa that we just brought down, and not like the sefer. Mara asks and says, "How gabra? The ones as a person, the zabin ara lechavre, who sold land to his friend. So Reuven sells a piece of land to Shimon." And he says, "Kabil alei ko onso de misyalit. I accept anything that happens to this property, I will reimburse you for the field that you're buying for me. It's a good field, and I'm willing to give you a chrayis on it no matter what." No matter what is a big statement. Lasalf, you know what happened? Afiku bonara, they diverted a river in that direction. Rashi points out that Siva HaMelech Shiaviru Es Hanor Derech Osa Soda. This field was nowhere near the river, but they diverted the river. For whatever the reason, the king wanted them to divert the river, and they dammed up the river, and they diverted the river, and now his land is underwater. His land is no longer usable. So, Lusof Afiku Bonara, the river has now gone through his land, and his land is no longer usable. So also, Kami the Ravina, the person who sold the field, Reuven, who sold the field to Shimon, Shimon came to him and said, "Hey, you said you would accept responsibility for anything that happened to the field. Well, guess what? The field's underwater now. Pay me back the money that I purchased the field for you from." So this guy, Reuven, goes to Reuven and says, "What should I do? Do I have to pay him back?" So Amalei, Reuven says to him, "Yeah, zil shabile. You got to go pay him back because d'ho kyabilis aloch kol unso de misyale. You got to pay him back. You have to make amends with this guy because you accepted upon yourself responsibility, achrayis, for this field, no matter what. You had said, kol unso de misyalit, and granted, this is a davar lo shriach, certainly not usual that they'll divert a river and flood your field, but bottom line is, you accepted upon yourself that." So, clearly, Ravina ruled over here, similar to what we brought down, that a davar lo shriach, we do have to be concerned about. Now, he says, "Wait a second. We just brought down the psak from Eretz Yisrael. We had the reish of the Braisa that said that an ones de lo shliach, you don't have to be concerned about. And this certainly was an ones de lo shliach, that they should divert the field, the river. So, kash on Revia. Furthermore, igal gel milsa, the same maisa occurred and ultimately was brought umotel kamei de rova to paskin. And amalu, Rava said to the people who brought him the question, he passed it against Ravina. He said that such a situation is certainly something that nobody had in mind that this would happen, and therefore it's not included in kol unso demisyali, because it's an onus lo shlicha, and we don't take that into account. That's what Rav had said against Ravina. So Esa Ravina Ravava. Ravina said to Rava, wait a second. Im lo emo bichol izeh, the novel of bayis o hichol noshel chareis a get. Wait a second. We brought down from the Seifa that it is a get. In other words, we do take into account even an onest lo shricha. So Ravina says, hey, what about the Seifa? This Braisa that goes like what I said. So only Rava said, no, vema mereisha. The reisha goes against you. Ain't no get. So therefore, why are you passing from the Seifa this Braisa? You should pass him from the reisha of the Braisa. What made you say we should go like the Seifa instead of the reisha? And since they're contradictory, you don't have a right one versus the other. It makes more sense to say that the person never had in mind an ones de lo shlicha. So too, Amalei Rav Acha Ditti Ravina. Rav Acha from Ditti said to Ravina the similar idea. Urshum the kasha reisha seifa, because the reisha and seifa don't agree with each other. Lo masvina tiyufti mina. So why can't we go and say that we want a paskin over here like the seifa instead of the reisha? So why are we automatically assuming that we should go like the reisha? Dover lo shliach, we don't take into account. Maybe we should follow the Seifa and say the Dover lo shliach, we do take into account. Why one versus the other? So Ravina said to him, Amalei, in, you're 100% right. Because kivan de kasha reisha Seifa lo itmar be midrasha umishabeshtahi, and therefore zil basa svara. It makes sense in this situation, since the Reisha and Seifa contradict each other, to throw away this Braisa. It's obviously internally contradictory. It's mutually contradictory, the Reisha and the Seifa. So neither one is right. You can't say, well, let's assume the Reisha is right. Let's assume the Seifa is right. No, neither one can be assumed to be right. And since there's this kasha from the Reisha to the Seifa, it's internally contradictory. Obviously, this wasn't an accurate Braisa. That's why they call them Braisa. They're outside. We don't know how their accuracy is. And therefore, it was never said over in the base medrash. It was actually, lo itmar be medrasha umishabeshti. It was a mistake. And therefore, you can't bring a writing from it. Therefore, Ravina now accepts what Rav had told him and said, Lef, you have to go after the logic, zil basa svara. And I agree with you. Your logic makes more sense to say that the person, in fact, didn't expect such a thing, and he didn't intend something that's not shriach, and therefore I retract my position and say I agree with you that it makes more sense to say that a davar lo shriach, a person never had das about, and therefore it would not be considered a valid get in that situation. The person didn't intend that the get should be effective get if he didn't die from the illness, if he died from some unexpected thing like the house falling upon him or a snake biting him, and likewise, you couldn't hold the person responsible for the flooded field if that certainly is something that's not expected, that they're going to divert the river and flood his field, and therefore the person wouldn't be responsible. Finally, we have one last story. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, these two great Amoraim, Zovan Shumshimi Agido Dinahar Mauka, they went and bought some Shumshimi, or sesame seeds, on Agida, means the bank of the river Malka. Now, Ogur Malche La'aburinu, they go and hired people to go and transport these sesame seeds to them. Now, the people that they hired were Malche, were sailors, because they were going to take it on the river. So therefore, they hired these sailors to go and bring them the sesame seeds that they purchased. And these sellers of the sesame seed had been eager to sell their product, and they said, we'll accept the part ourselves to get you the product. Kabilu alayu kol unsu demisyali. We accept upon ourselves to get it to you one way or the other. No matter what happens, we guarantee that we're going to get you the sesame seeds that we sold you. No, now they expected to go send it with the sailors down the river, a relatively easy transport. However, Lusof, what happened over here in the long run, in the end, is Stakir Nahar Malka. Somehow, the river got plugged up. And Rashi explains, Velo Yochlu Svinos Lavar, She'asu Bo Secher Shekorin Ishklusha. They dammed the river. This is one of the situations where they diverted the river. They dammed the river. And now, instead of going from point A to point B, it goes from point A to point C. They changed the river's direction. And therefore, they no longer able to transport the sesame seeds that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brady Rav Yeshua had purchased from the sellers of the sesame seed. So Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brady Rav Yeshua still wanted the sesame seeds, and they told the guys that they purchased it from, hey, listen, Amluhu, you guys said that you would accept responsibility to get us the sesame seeds no matter what. You would accept the Kabilu Alayu called Unsu the Misyali. So therefore, go now, Agure Chamri, go and hire truck drivers, go and hire donkey drivers, and Avkinu Nialog, and bring us the sesame seeds. It's going to cost you an extra $100, it's going to cost you extra money, because it's more expensive to hire the donkey drivers than it was to hire the sailors to bring it down the river. That's your problem. The whole Kabiltu Alaychu called Unsu de Misyalit. You accepted upon yourself responsibility for anything that happened. And this certainly is anything that happened. So the sesame seed sellers were not happy about this. Also, they went to Rabba. And how do you expect Rava to pasuk like he did before against Rav Huna and Rav Papa? Amalhu, Rava told them, Kaki Chivre, he called them, you white geese. Rashi explains, this is Evozim Levonim, Kaki Chivri, a white geese, Lefisha Yusukainim, because they were older already and they had like white beards and white hair. Others explain that we had the Gemara. The Yulian Ashas brings down the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Zayin, which says, Haroa Evos b'chalom yitzapa l'chochma. If a person sees in his dreams these white geese, so that's a positive sign that he will get chochma. It's a sign that he'll become a zakein, an elderly white person, a white bearded person that has acquired chochma. So he called them kaki chivri, you white geese. In other words, you tell me de chachabim. Mishalche glime de inshe. What you're suggesting is to take off the clothing of these innocent people. In other words, you want them to pay the extra couple of $100, whatever it is, to go and transport these sesame seeds via truck, via the donkey drivers, instead of the fact that they can't, because they can't go and bring it down the river. So you're basically stripping them of their money, because unsod lo shliachu. This is a classical example of something that was not expected, and we paskin unsod lo shliach lo asikadaiti. The person doesn't have that in mind, and therefore it never was really included, even though they said kabilu alayu kol unsod de misyale. There was only unsod that is likely to occur, but not these unlikely strange circumstances, such as them diverting the river, blocking and damming up the river, so they can't use the sailors to transport the sesame seeds. Okay. So Gemara seems to conclude over here that we, in fact, paskin unschud lo shriachu is not something that we have asik adaiti, that we take into account. Okay, next nishma. The person who gave the get to his wife and said that this get should take effect from now if I die. So what is his status with his wife during the period of time from when he gives the get until either he dies from the illness or he gets up from the illness? So the Mishnah tells us, lo tisyached imo, they're not allowed to be alone together, the husband and the wife, because maybe they're no longer husband and wife. If he in fact dies, so then retroactively they weren't married. And then you have a problem. They can't be alone together. Rashi says, Zeshinosan get yom ha'law mayom imesi. Lotus Yachribo, they're not allowed to be together. Why? Shema Yavo Alel, because maybe they'll have relations, and we have the opinion, there is an opinion, it's a machlokas, but there is an opinion, the Chayshidon Shema Baal L'Shem Kiddushin. He says, well, I really divorced you, but I love you so much, I'm remarrying you now with this Kiddushin, and therefore, the original get that I gave you, while it worked, but now there's a new Kiddushin. Utsricha get Sheini, and you would need a new Kiddushin. Okay, Ulamanda lo chayish, and even according to the opinion, says we're not concerned about that, that the relations are l'shem kiddushin. Nevertheless, there's still over here a problem. If they're alone together, she's a single lady now, and also lisyachin and penuya. You're not allowed to go live, be alone, never mind live, you're not allowed to be alone with a woman who is a penuya. So therefore, the Mishnah tells us, regardless of whether you're concerned about a second kiddushin or not, lo tisyachidimo, you're not allowed to go and have them together unless there are people there with them. In other words, they can't be closeted alone together. Ela b'nei edim, they have to be witnesses there. Now, lav dafka witnesses, the Mishnah tells us, afilu al pi eved, that is a single person. It could even be a slave, or afilu al pi shivcha, or even a slave woman. It doesn't have to be a kosher aid. It could even be an eved or a shivcha. But one exception, it can't be her shivcha. Chutz mishivchasa, because mipnei shalibo gosba bishivchasa, because she's so close with her female maidservant that she might even have relations with her husband, or her ex-husband as this case is, even though the female slave person is there because she's so close with her, so she's not somehow concerned that she's even in the same room. And therefore, that wouldn't be a prevention from them being considered to be misyachid together that could lead to either being yichud with a pnuya, or to have actually relations and concern for kiddushin a second kiddushin. So anybody that's there will prevent this from occurring, with the one exception being her shivcha, which she's very close with, and therefore she may end up having relations with the husband anyway. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, what is her actual status? Mahi ba'osan hayomin. How do we view her during those days? In other words, a practical nafkamina would be, what happens if Rachmon Litzlan, she had relations accidentally with somebody during that period of time? So is she considered Neshis Ish, and therefore she's chayav chatas, or is she not considered Neshis Ish? She's a pnuya, and while it wasn't something that should be done, it was done accidentally, there is no punishment in that situation. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda holds, and we turn to Ayin Gimel Omid Beis, he says, Ke'eshes Ish l'chol dvara. She is 100% considered an Eshes Ish in regards to everything. Again, when we say in regards to everything, Rashi, the top Rashi says, Ba'bola b'mezit, if somebody were to intentionally have relations with her, so then b'chenek, that person would be punished b'chenek. And if it was b'shogeg, if somebody accidentally had relations with her, somehow they thought it was permissible, so then she'd have to bring a chatas. He would have to bring a chatas. They would just bring a chatas. The afal gav demes me also holy, even though he subsequently dies in that holy, because in that situation, you would say, well, they're a divorced couple, and therefore, why should there be a problem of adultery, either b'mezid or b'shogeg? Where it says, Rashi explains, l'fisha lo girsha ela somuch l'misa, because Rav Yehuda holds that the gerushin, while it does take effect prior to death, but it takes effect not at the time that the get is given, that the get is signed, but it takes effect 1 second prior to death. Somuch l'misa. And that's Rav Yehuda Shita, and therefore, up until the second before he dies, they are considered a fully married couple, and therefore, the nafkamina would be, if somebody habol abemezit, there would be a punishment of chenek, and if it was b'shogeg, there would be a chiyav chatos. And the Gemara, Rashi continues, says, the Gemara mukila ba'omer lo b'mesiris haget, the person, when he gave the get, is saying, harei zegitech v'sgar shibo me'es shani ba'olam. This should take effect while I'm still in the world. In other words, in Masi, if I die, it should take effect 1 second before I die. That's Rav Yehuda Shita. Therefore, Hilkach, Rashi continues, Yehuda Savar, Somuch Lemisa, Hu Davi Get, and therefore, Umikane Hachi, and any time before Somuch Lemisa, Eishes Ishi, she's a full-fledged married woman, and that's what the Mishnah tells us, Rav Yehuda says, Ke Eishes Ish, L'chol Dvarea, up until the moment that he dies, with the Nav Kamina that we brought down, if Habola b'meizah would be b'chenek, and b'shogi b'chatas. Rav Yossi disagrees. Back to the Mishnah, and then we'll go to Rashi. Rav Yossi Omer, migoreshes v'eno migoreshes, is a limbo state over here, as Rashi says. Rav Yossi sovar, michi yohav lo gita, the moment that he gives it a get, kol shaita, at that moment, we don't know what's going to happen, so misaf golon, b'me'es shani ba'olam. So we have to be concerned that does he mean from right now, and therefore she's a divorced woman right now, retrospectively when he dies. So the get took place 20 days before he dies, and not a minute before he dies, 20 days later. Or maybe not. There's a suffix. Maybe it takes effect, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yossi is unsure. Do we say the get takes effect at the time of the Mesira if he subsequently dies? Or does no? Even in that situation, does he hold like Rabbi Yehuda? The get takes effect a minute before he dies. And therefore, Hilkach Sveikahi, and Habo Aleha Ba'oshim Toluy. And therefore, in this situation, you'll be Chayiv in Oshim Toluy. For whenever you do a sin, there will be a Chayiv Chatas if you did it. Definitely. So when there's a Suffolk, you bring in Oshim Toluy. So this is the Nafkamina between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. If somebody would have relations with her accidentally, according to Rav Yehuda, she would be Chayiv in a Chatas, so would the adulterer, the person who accidentally had relations with her. And in this situation, Yossi said there'll be chayav in Oshem Toli. Okay, let's understand this. Well, we go to the Gemara. Tanur Rabban. The Gemara brings down the following braisa. Re'uha shenis yachada imo ba'afela. The braisa is an enigmatic braisa, so we'll just read the words and then we'll explain. We'll have a number of ways to interpret the braisa. So, if Edim saw that they were alone together, shenis yachada imo ba'afela, we're talking about the person who had said, this should be your get if I die. And the witnesses saw that they were together. They were alone together. However, there's no evidence that they actually had relations. Oshiyoshna imo tachas margulos amit. Or they saw they're sleeping together underneath the bed. So in this situation, the Brisa says, Ein choshishin shema nisasku bedover acha. We don't have to assume, because we don't have witnesses, that they had relations. We saw them together, but we don't presume that they had relations. However, the Braisa then says, but we do have to be concerned that they had relations. So that would be the obvious question. How do you explain that? We're concerned there that it wasn't L'shem Kedushin, but they just had relations that were not allowed. Zenus, the Ein Choshim Mishum Kedushin, but we don't have to be concerned that in fact he was Mekadishur a second time. That by having relations with her, he was in fact Mekadishur. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama, this Braisa, which needs to be explained still because it seems to be mutually contradictory. Then we have Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Omer, Ath Choshim Mishum Kedushin. He says, no, you have to be concerned even about Kedushin. Not only that they had relations to Zenus, but we have to be concerned about Kedushin. So the Gemara says the obvious question, my cover, what is Braisa telling us? It seems to be some contradictory statements within the Braisa. So, first explanation is from Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Baravua. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Hachi Kamar, this is what the Braisa is telling us. Ra'ua Shenivala, in the case where the witnesses saw that they did have relations, Ra'ua Shenivala, we don't suspect anything if we don't have proof that they had relations. So fine, then there's nothing to be choshish about. However, we do have witnesses that they in fact had relations. So then the Braisa is telling us the Tanakhama holds choshishim mishum kiddushin. We have to be concerned that this is l'shem kiddushin. However, if in fact they saw nosan lok soften, now the Braisa didn't mention about this, which we'll say in a moment, so the opinion of Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Ravua adds on new facts over here. If the witnesses saw that after they had relations, Reuven gave to his ex-wife money, so then we're no longer concerned about Kiddushin. The Tanakhama holds Choshishim Mishum Znus. This is a Znus. This is an Esnana, as Rashi says. This is a payment for having relations with me. The Amrinan, the Esnana, Nosan Lo, we say that the money that the witnesses saw being transferred from the husband to his ex-wife, that constitutes an Esnan Zona. That's a remuneration for the services provided. That's essentially paying her to have relations with him. And it's not a concern, Dein Choshishim Mishum Kiddushin, in that situation. Because the giving of the money is proof positive that this is, according to the Tanakhama, that this was just a act of prostitution, essentially, and had nothing to do with Kiddushin. On the other hand, Rav Yosi Rehuda Omer, no, Ah Bezu Choshishim Mishum Kiddushin. Hey, maybe the money wasn't an Esnan Zona. Maybe the money was, a diamond ring. He gave her a present. He wants to show his love for her. And he gave her a present, but it was L'shem Kiddushin. So that's the way Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua understands his Braisa, that we're dealing here with money being transferred after the relations. They saw the relations, and now money was transferred. The Tanakhama says you don't have to worry in that situation where money is transferred, there was L'shem Kiddushin. Without the money, you have to be concerned it's L'shem Kiddushin. But with money transferred, it's a pure Esnan Zona, and you don't have to be concerned about Kiddushin. It's just Nus. And Rav Yosef Yehuda says, no, you have to be concerned that it, in fact, was L'shem Kiddushin. Now, Kibban Oslo, with this understanding that Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua explains the Tanakhama and Rav Yosef Yehuda, the Gemara now asks, according to who, Kibban Oslo, the following statement, Hod Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, in the name of Amar Rav Yochanan. We have a machlokas, Rashi brings this down between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and you look in Rashi, Rashi explains that Keman Ozla Dibra Maskul the Oki Rav Yochanan Aliba the Beis Hillel the Hecha de Ra'ua Tzricha Ge. We have a machlokis over here. See this in the Rashi in Dibra Maskul Keman Ozla. He says Ha the Oki Rav Yochanan. Who does Rav Yochanan go like in Perek HaZorik, which we'll see later in the Masechta on Daf Pei Aleph, where it says machlokis Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel. There is a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding b'megarisish ishto, a man divorced his wife, but then v'lona imo b'pundaki. They stayed over together in a hotel. The mitzarech lo Beis Hillel get sheni v'shira'ua shenivala. If there are witnesses that they had relations, so then Beis Hillel says we have to be concerned choshen l'kedushin, and that original get that he gave her may have worked, but they remarried. And you're allowed to be machzik grushas. So we're not talking about a Kohen over here. So you're allowed to be machzik grushas. So we have to be concerned that the relations that they had after the divorce constitutes a new kiddushin. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says we have to be concerned about this. However, Beis Shammai says, no, even in that situation, you don't have to be concerned. But everybody agreed, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed, I will lower Ua, we don't have to be concerned if nobody saw them have relations. The fact that they were alone together, lo chashinan, that doesn't make us concerned that they, in fact, need a new get, even according to Beis Hillel, and certainly not according to Beis Shammai. Now, the Gemara's question is, Kiman Ozla, Hod Yom Rabba Bar Bechan, Amar Yochanan, that the Machlokas is Kisharua Shedivala, like we just explained, that Rav Yochanan explains that the Machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is only in a situation where they were witnessed to have had relations. But both Beis Hillel and certainly Beis Shammai agree of a law Rosh Hashanah divrei kol ein tzuchai menu get sheni. Then there is no requirement to have a get. We're not concerned over here that they had kedusha because there's no evidence that they even had relations. So our machlokis, as stated by Reb Nachman, Omer Rabbi Ravua, said that the machlokis between the Tanakhama and Rosh Yehuda is only in a situation where they saw that she had relations. And the opinion of the Tanakhama is that we're not concerned if money was given over, and therefore that opinion would be in accord with the statement of Rabbi Barbar Chana, Omer of Yochanan, and the opinion of Yosef Yehuda would also be consistent with that because he says Choshen L'Kedushin. So they're basically all in agreement that both opinions of the Tanakhama and Yosef Yehuda could be in accord with the statement of Rabbi Barbar Chana, Omer of Yochanan, and that's what the Gemara says. Kiman, Kedivrei Kol. This goes according to everybody because the way we understood the machlokes between the Tanakhama and Yosef Yehuda is that everybody agrees that if all that they saw was them being alone together, but without tashmish, then there is no requirement over here for a get. There's no chashash. So that's exactly what the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan was between the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And likewise, even if they did have relations, but the requirement was only, according to the Tanakhama, that you are saying it's zanus if there was money transferred over, and in that situation, Rav Yosef Yehuda says, no, we have to be choshes kedushin. That's also consistent with what Rav Yochanan said. So therefore, the opinion of Rav Yochanan is perfectly consistent with everything that Rabbah Bar Avua had said, as explained by Rav Nachman. The Gemara questions this and says, wait a second, Maskva Abaye, your understanding, Rav Nachman's understanding of Rabbah Bar Avua was that the money was transferred over, and that's the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Yosef Yehuda. So he asked the obvious question, Midek Safim Ktani, you added that to the Brisa. Brisa doesn't mention anything about money. So therefore, I disagree with your interpretation of the Brisa of Nachman saying in the name of Rabbah Bar Avua, and this is the way I would interpret the Brisa. El Amar Abaye, Hachi Kamar. Abaye's understanding of the Brisa is as follows. Ra'ua Shenevalo, if the witnesses saw that they had relations, the woman had relations with her former husband, so then choshishin mishum znus, we say that that's znus. We're not concerned about kedushin. Choshish mishum kedushin. That's the Tanakhama's opinion. Nothing to do with handing over money. He says that we assume that they just had relations together. L'shem znus, but not l'shem kedushin. Whereas Yosef Yehuda says no. Achoshishin mishum kedushin. You have to be concerned about kedushin in this situation. Now, Abai says, this is the machlokis. Now we ask the same question. In the machlokis, in Perek HaZorek, the machlokis, kishirua shenivala, when they saw that they had relations, so Beis Hillel says that we're concerned about a get shady, and you have to concern about kedushin, you need a get shady, and Beis Shammai says, you're not. So, avalor or shenivala, but if nobody saw them have relations, so that we're not concerned at all, they recall, ain't suchle amen or get shady. So, who does this statement go like? Does it go like Abaye's version of the Tanakhama or Abaye's version of Yosef Yehuda? So, the Gemara says, come on, Yosef Yehuda. This goes exactly like the Peter of Yosef Yehuda. Says, we're choshim, mishum kedushin. We pass like Beis Hillel, and therefore, you have to be concerned for a get shady. So, Abaye's understanding of Rav Yosef Yehuda says Choshim Mishum Kedushin. So Abaye aligns the Shita of Rav Yosef Yehuda with the Shita of Beis Hillel. No problem. There is a problem where it says Maskev LaRava. Rava says, wait a second. Im Kain my Af. The wording over here that you're understanding Abaye the Brisa, the word Af Choshim Mishum Kedushin doesn't make any sense. The Tanakhama says we're not Choshim Mishum Kedushin. So you should have said we are Choshim Mishum Kedushin. What's the Af? The word Af doesn't fit in, and even we suspect over here, choshishin mishum kedushin. Af, even over here, we suspect. What's the even over here? It should be, you're saying the Tanakhama, we don't choshish with kedushin. And I, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, say, we are choshish with kedushin. The word af is inappropriate. So therefore, Rava doesn't like Abaye's opinion. And he rejects Abaye's opinion. He says, Elam Rava. This is the way. The third and final interpretation of the Brisa is Rava's interpretation. Hachikomer. Brisa is telling us the following. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he says, Af lo ra'ua shenivala. He's saying, certainly in the case where their witnesses saw that she had relations, of course we're choshesh for kedushin. But af even lo ra'ua shenivala, even if they didn't have relations, we don't have witnesses that they had relations, we have to be concerned, choshesh mishum kedushin, that they in fact did have relations, and it was l'shem kedushin. And that's the opinion of Rav Yosef Yehuda, a very machmir opinion here, that even if we don't have witnesses that saw that she had relations, choshesh mishum kedushin. Now, this will not go like anybody, because Rav Yosef Yehuda says that Wachoshesh, even if they didn't have witnesses about the Kiddushin, and Rabbi Yochanan, as we'll see now in the Gemara, so he brings down that if Divrei HaKol, Ein Asricha Imenu Get, if they didn't have witnesses, so therefore, this opinion of Rava can't be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara answers that question. Does the opinion of Rava coincide with the opinion of Yochanan that Machlokis Gishiruah Shenivla, the Gemara in Hazorik, that says that Machlokis being the Sil Mishani is only if you have witnesses over there that saw that they had relations. The Sil says you have the Choshes with Yedushin. Mishama says you don't have the Choshes with Yedushin. That's the Machlokis of a low Ruah Shenivla, but if there were no witnesses that they had relations, then both Beis Hillel and certainly Beis Shammai say, Divrei HaKol Ein Tzrich Imenu Get. Who does that go like? So the Gemara says, Kiman Lo Kichat. That doesn't go like either one of the opinions according to Rava, and Rava therefore disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. He says that that's not correct. Gemara continues by quoting the Mishnah, Mahi Biyosan Yomim. We had asked, what is her status when the husband gave a get, Me'achshav? So does it mean that Me'achshav, if he eventually dies, though she's no longer an Ashes from that moment, or does it mean that 1 minute before she dies? So we had explained this in the Mishnah, now we'll see in the Gemara where I got it from. Review the Omer, Ki Ashes Ish, L'chol Dvoreha. She is considered like a fully married woman up until the moment that the husband dies, and the get takes effect only at that moment, but before he dies. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, Megoresh and Megoresh, we have to be concerned that the get took effect from the moment that it was given, and therefore she's a Sofek Eishes Ish, and we explained the Nafkamina would be in terms of whether you bring a Chatos or a Noshum Toli. Now Gemara starts and says, Tana, and we'll learn in another Braitsa, Ubavachi Yomos, the whole question only gets off the ground if the husband dies. So then the condition takes effect. This should be your get. If I die, so yeah, obviously, only if the husband dies does the condition take effect, and you have the machlokes between Rehuda and Rav Yossi. Mara questions this and says, really? So then, according to you, everybody would agree that if the husband dies, there is in fact going to be a valid get over here, albeit it's unsure whether it's from the moment that the get was given to her, or is it from 1 minute before his death? Wait a second. This could lead to a tremendous takal over here. If you say that this is a good get, it takes effect 1 second before the death occurs, so then people are going to think that it takes effect after the death occurred, and it's going to lead people to erroneously conclude that there is get achar misa. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, no, because we're dealing over here, but Omer, the person didn't say mehayom Admati, we're dealing over here. Rabba says, Ba'omer, the person said that the get should take effect, not Me'ayom, Me'es Shani Ba'olam. It should take effect while I'm still alive. So everybody will know that this is not a get Li'achamisa, but this get took effect 1 second, a minute, and a few minutes before the person passed away. So that easily explains Rabbi Yehuda. We have to explain Rabbi Yossi, so why does he say Bugareshis, Vena Bugareshis? We'll explain that in a second. So, Tana Rabbanan. The Braisa that we bring down now further explains all of these shitos. Tana Rabbanan, Yomim Shebein Tayim, in this situation where the husband said it should take effect Me'es Shani Ba'olam, so what is the wife's status during all of those days between the actual giving of the get and the time that the husband actually passes away? So Yomim Shebein Tayim, during all of these days, Balo Zaka B'mitzio. So the Tanakama's opinion is that the husband still is entitled to any of her fines. He's required to support her, and therefore he's entitled to any mitzios that she has. Umasi Deh, he's entitled to the handiwork, any work that she does, because he's required to support her. Ubafaris and the Rai, he's still allowed to be made for an Adarim if they're Benola Veina and Vyarshin. If she were to pass away first, he would inherit her. Furthermore, we turn to Ayin Dala Lamed Aleph. If he's a Kohen, Umetamila, he would be allowed to go and be Metamila. So I said, Kohen, no. Normally, Kohen's not allowed to be Metami for anybody other than the seven relatives, so she's still considered his wife, his one of the seven relatives. And bottom line is, the Tanakhama says, Klol Shodavar, Harei, He, Ki, Ishto, L'chol Davar, they are considered fully still married husband and wife. The only thing is, Elo She'en, Otsri, Chavenu, Ket, She'eni, Diri, Rehuda. Rehuda says, they're considered fully married, the get takes effect 1 second before the divorce, and we do not have to be concerned that the original get is null and void by having relations with her. So Elo Sheina Tzvichimeno Get Sheni, she doesn't need another get if they had relations during this period of time. So the opinion of Yehuda is like we said in our Mishnah, the Brice expanded upon it and said, Yehuda holds the get takes effect 1 second before he dies, even though he gave it to her 20 days beforehand, and he ultimately dies, it only takes effect 1 second before he dies, and they're considered fully married up until that point in time. That's the opinion of Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Meir Omer, normally Reb Meir is the Tanakhama, here he's not. Reb Meir Omer, Bilasa Tuluya, says, no, we're not sure. Bilasa Tuluya, Rashi says, Hadavar Talui, We're not sure what his status is. We don't know if he's going to die. He's not going to die. So the dover is tully. We'll see in a moment what that means. Rav Yossi Omer, Bilas Sofik, he says that her status over here is unclear. As Rashi says, L'chashayamos, once the husband does in fact pass away, the mashmalei me'eshani ba'olam, since he said this lashon of, while I'm still in this world, the get should take effect. So Rav Yossi says, it's a Sofik when it actually takes effect. Now, what's the difference between Rav Yossi and Rav Meir? Rav Meir said, Bilas Tuluya. Rav Yossi says, Bilas Sofik, we'll see in a moment. A third opinion over here that's different than Rabbi Yehuda that sounds exactly like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. That it's unclear, is she divorced or is she not divorced? As long as the husband dies. If the husband doesn't die, of course, then she's never divorced. So we obviously have the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that's easiest to understand. He says that the get takes effect vaday only 1 second before she dies. Up until that point in time, they're fully married, like we said in the Mishnah, the Brisa is in agreement, and no problem. We understand Rav Yehuda very well. But we don't understand Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, and the Chachamim. What's the difference between their three shitas? They all sound very similar, but we have three separate shitas. There must be three separate opinions. So the Gemara asks first, Ma'ika bin Rav Meir or Rav Yossi? Rav Meir who said, Be'ilasa Tuluya, Rav Yossi said, Be'ilasa Safek. They both sound the exact same thing. So the Gemara says there's a slight difference between them, Rav Yochanan. Ashum Tolu Ika Benayu. Do you or do you not have to bring an Ashum Tolu? According to Rav Meir, Rav Meir Lo Maisi Ashum Tolu. You don't have to bring an Ashum Tolu. Rav Meir said, "Be lost to Tuluya." We have to wait and see what happens over here, and therefore there is no concern that you have to bring an Ashum Tolu, as Rashi explains. Potur Ligamre. We say in this situation, no Avera was done. We don't know what the status is right now. We'll only rectify the status later on. So right now, we don't know what his status is, and therefore, you wouldn't have to bring in Oshel Tali. And Rabbi Yossi, Maisi Oshel Tali. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's a Suffolk. Were you married at this time? Or were you not married at this time? So Rabbi Yossi would say, you have to bring in Oshel Tali. Oh, exactly like Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah. Then we ask the obvious question, what's the difference? Isn't that the same thing as Rav Yossi? So one says, no. There's a difference between the Shita of Rav Yossi and the Chacham. That is the opinion of Rav Zeira. What did Rav Zeira say? Rav Zeira is the name of Rabba Bar Yirmiya, who said the name of Shmuel. When the Chacham say, we're not sure what her status is she divorced or is she not divorced? So nevertheless, the Balo Chayav b'mezonosel, the husband is still obligated to go and give the mezonos in this situation. So that's the difference between the Chachamim and Rav Yossi. As Rashi says, the low plea of the Rav Zeira, they both agree in the Shita of Rav Zeira, the Tavayu Islu the Rav Zeira. U'mishumachi lo kari lo Rav Yossi megureshes v'en megureshes. Rav Yossi doesn't call her this Megureshes v'en Megureshes because he agrees that if you call the Megureshes v'en Megureshes, then the husband would be chayiv in the mezonos. The Ksava less le mezoni, but here he says that she's not obligated. The husband's not obligated to give her mezonos. She's not entitled to get the mezonos. That's Rav Yossi's opinion, and therefore he didn't use the lashon of Megureshes, the ain of Megureshes. He said be lost sofek. The Afal Gav Rav Yossi the Masis and Tana Megureshes v'en Megureshes. Even though in our Mishnah we use that lashon. We have two different Tanoim as to what Rav Yossi's actual language was. The opinion of the Mishnah would be, it's exactly like the Chachamim. And the opinion of the Brice is, no, he's slightly different than the Chachamim. So, according to this, the Mishnah, Rav Yossi, is the similar opinion here as the Chachamim. But according to the Brice, there's two separate opinions, whether this is a case that we do say, like Rav Zeira, Megureshes v'en Megureshes. So the Chachamim say, yes, like Rav Yossi in the Mishnah. But the Rav Yossi in the Brice's opinion, the Tana who brought down Rav Yossi in the Brice, says, no, while he agrees with the Rabbi Zeira, in general, this is not an example of Megureshes, the Ein Megureshes. This is a case of, we don't know. Be lost a Sofik, and therefore, you can't obligate the husband to support the wife in this situation, oust Sofik. With this, we conclude today's share.